To say this. We'll start over again. Daf Ayin. The Mishnah on Daf Ayin. We'll start over again. In the big day, but kaira. If the Kohen Gadol lent the parshias of Yom Kippur when he was still wearing his big day lovin, so then alocher is kidesh yodav raglov. After he gets finished laning the Torah, he makes a kiddush yodayim raglov because he has to change his clothing now. Because he's going to go out to put on the big day zov to do the avoid outside. So, poshat yorod v'tobel. After he washes his hand, he goes to the mikvah. All alvin his topic comes up, he dries himself. Big day zov. He brings the big day zov. After he puts them on, he washes his hands. Now he does the rest of the avoid of Yom Kippur, that he does the special ayil that he has to bring, which is a korban ayla, and the special ayil that he has to bring for the tzibur, which is also a korban ayla. And he also brings now the musafim. In Pashas Pinchas, it says to bring shivas kvosim b'nei shana. This is Rebbe Lezer Shita, that he first brought the musafim now later on in the day. So far what he had to say there was, in the morning first you wear your big day zohov, you do the tamid shel shachar, then you put on the big day zohov, then you put on the big day lovin, and you do the avodas of Yom Kippur inside. That you do the par and the soyer, and you do the k'teris. Now you come outside, he put on his big dezov again, and now we did the eloi v'elom, and he did the musafim. That's Reb Lezer Shita. Reb Akiva Oimer, im tamida, im tamish or shachar, why you crave him? No, the musafim, the kubarnas that has a pashas pinchas, the shivas kvasim, they were done right after the tamish or shachar in the morning, when he was still wearing his big dezov then. Now, upar hoyla, the in Pinchas, it says by the Mesophim, you also have to bring a par, look for a korban oyla. O soyer, hanaseh bachutz, also it says in Parshas Pinchas, you have to bring a soyer, that's a korban chattis, that's brought outside in the Mesbech HaChitzayim, is like kravim im tomach ben abayim. So we'll see in the Mishnah in Gemara, what is the par hoyla, when did it come? In other words, according to Rabbi Kiva, the Mesophim were brought in the morning right after the tomach HaShachar. Then the Soyer HaNaseh Bachutz, which is also part of the Mesophim, was brought later on. That for sure was brought with the Tomei Shabbat Abayim. So the question is, this middle Korban, the Par Oilo, what does Rabbi Kiva mean to say? Does it mean to say that the Par Oilo is by Tomei Shachar, and only the Soyer HaNaseh Bachutz was later? Or does it mean no? The Par Oilo and the Soyer HaNaseh Bachutz both were done later by the Tomei Shabbat Abayim. So we'll see this in the Gemara. But after we finished the Mesophim, then, and he finished the Tomei Shabbat Abayim, his Kiddush Yodav Raglov, he washed his hands, the Poshat, then he took off his clothing, the Yorad V'Tobal, the Yolov and his Topic, Heviloi Big Day Lovin. Now they brought him back his Big Day Lovin, the Lovash, the Kiddush Yodav Raglov, after he put them on, he made another Kiddush Yodav Raglayim. Like every time, we take it off, you have to have a Kiddush. Then you go to the Mikvah, then you put them on, then you have another Kiddush. Nichnas Loiti Yatakafi Yasamachta, he had to do this Avoidah of going back in Lefnai Lefnim to take out the spoon and the shovel that he left there from the Kteris. That's the mitzvah. Even though he could have taken it out before, the Torah wants you first to wait till now to have another chiluf to Godim. V'kiddush yodav raglov v'nichnas lahakdir Kteris. Shabbat Abayim. Now he did the avoidness of Ben Abayim, of the Kteris. Olaite v'saneris, when he was wearing his big dilovin. V'kiddush yodav raglov, then he made another kiddush. V'yorad v'tovol v'yolav v'nistapik hevel v'big d'yatzmoin v'lovash. Then he came out and he put on his own begodim. So we don't have this gius really. It's a gius in Yishalmi that when he took off his begodim, he went to the mikvah. We took off the last time his big day lovin, he went to the mikvah also before he put on his regular begodim. O malav v'noisiyad v'esai. When the Kohen Gadol got finished, he used to walk him home. The yomtiv ha'yoisal yoyavov. He used to make a yomtiv for his friends. Mefarshim say it means on Matzoy Yom Kippur. And Matzoy Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol will make a party that he went through Yom Kippur alive. When he went home alive, so Matzoy Yom Kippur would make a Simcha Yom Tiv for his friends. So the Mari Boilihu, Hechi Kama, what does the Mishnah mean according to Rabbi Kiva Shita? That Rabbi Kiva holds that the Musafim was brought in the morning. Right after the Tomei Shel Shachar, the Kohen Gadol brought the Shiva Kvosim of Musafim. And then the Mishnah says, Upar Oilo and the Soira Nasa Bachutz, these are another two Karbonis that are said in the Pashas of Musafim, in the Pashas of Pinchas. Here he says it's brought with the Tomei Shel Ben Abayim. So we have a suffix, Yiboilihu, Hechikomer. What does the Kibbutz mean to say? In Tomet Shoshachar, what are you craving? The Shivat Kvosim were brought in the morning right after Tomet Shoshachar. Now, Upar Oilo, the special par that was brought for Musaf, that's for Korban Oilo, the Soyer and Asa Bachutz, and the special goat that was for Achat, that's also part of Musaf, these two, in Tomet Shoshachar Abayim. Even though they're also part of Musafim, so it's like we break the Musafim in half. Half of the Musafim, the Shivas Kvasim, is brought in the morning, and the other two are brought later in the day by the Tomit Shabbat Abayim. Oiduma, maybe not. Hochi Komet, this is what the Kibbutz meant to say. In Tomit Shoshachar, what are you craving? The Shivas Kvasim that it says, the Musafim, is brought right in the morning. Right after the Tomit Shoshachar, when he's still wearing his big dezov, he did the Shivas Kvasim for Musaf. O Paro Oilo Badayu. And the power of the Korban Eilah was also done then. This part of the Musaf was also done right in the morning, right after Tomat Shoshachar. Now, V'soyer Anasa Bachutz, only this Korban, we'll soon see later why, Samad Nalachim, that this is the Korban that says by Musaf, and only this part of Musaf, the Chatis, the Soyer that's a Chatis, that's brought outside of the Mizbech HaChitzoin, that was brought first later in Tomat Shabbat Abayim. So that's one Suffolk. What does the Kibbutz mean to say? In other words, when is the power of Eilah brought? Is it brought in the morning, or is it brought later on in the day by the Tomat Shabbat Habayim? That's one suffix. Vesu, another suffix we have, Paroilo L'Reb Lezer. Deshairei Emes Ovid Leif. Reb Lezer doesn't talk about when they brought this par. When did they bring this Korban Oilo, part of Musaf? Reb Lezer doesn't talk about it in the Resha. Reb Lezer just says the Musafim was brought later on by the Tomat Shabbat Habayim, but it doesn't talk about the par. When was the par brought? V'su, another shailer is, Bein the Rebbe Lezer, Bein the Rebbe Kiva. Both of them. Emurei Chatis Emes Ovid Lu. When did he have to burn the Emurim? In other words, we've already made a Shechita on the Par and the Soyer. That was done at the beginning. And then they made this Rikas Adam, but they didn't burn the Emurim yet. The Emurim, we learned before, they used to cut open the animal and take out the Emurim, the fats, and put it into a plate and leave it there. Until later in the day, they would have to burn it. Now, when do we burn it? The Mishnah doesn't talk about that. Zayah according to Rabbi Lezer, Zayah according to Rabbi Kiva, when will they mark that they burn the Emurim from the Korban Chatis of the Seir Izim, which was Chatis Lashem, and the special power the Kohen Gadol brought for himself, which is also a Chatis. When did they burn them? So Amar Rabbi says, you should know, Le Mishkachas Lo Mitakanto. From our Mishnah alone, the Mishnah, and it says here in Yuma, we won't know the answers. Hey, if the Mishnah don't say the exact Seder, Ella, you have to learn like this. Only Reb Lezer, according to Reb Lezer, you want to know what his shita is. You know where we know it from. The Torah Devei Shmuel. From a brisa that was learned in Devei Shmuel. From that learning, we'll know what Reb Lezer's shita is. Only Reb Kiva, or else you want to know what Reb Kiva's shita is, Kir Tosefta. Like it says in the Tosefta. The Tosefta explains what Reb Kiva's shita is. The Torah Devei Shmuel, because we learned it by the brisa of Devei Shmuel like this. That Reb Lezer, Reb Lezer says like this. The Pasuk says now, Yotso, V'yotso, Ayol, V'yaylom. He went out, and that's what our Mishnah now is talking about, that after he finished doing the Sirizim, doing the Avoidus of the Dam, that he brought in Lefnai and Lefnim, after he got finished doing those Avoidus, he changed clothing, put on his big day Zohov, and now he went to do the Ayol of Yaylom. He did the special Korban Eilah that he has to bring for himself and for the Tzibur. And these are the Kabbonis that it says in Achrimois. Not the Kabbonis that it says in Pashas Pinchas, but this is part of the Ikar Avodas Hayom. Here, the Pesach of Dalav, Rochet says, Besor, B'mayim, B'mokam Kodesh, V'lobash is B'godov, V'yotza, he goes out now, like our Mishnah, V'yotza, 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 he does his special Oilo, his Ayil, and he does the Oilo Som. Shabletta says, yeah, the Rebbe's way, the apostle says, Yotzov Yosel of Elam, V'yemurei Chatis, Enechnami, now is the time that he burns the Emurim of the Soyer and the Par that he did before. Avo Par Oilo, what about the Korban Musaf that it says in Pinchas, that you have to bring a Par for Korban Oilo? V'shivas Kvosim, as these are all the Musafim that it says in Pashas Pinchas, V'soyer and Asa Bachutz, who was in the Soyer, that's the Korban Chatis, that's brought on the Mizbech HaChitzoin, which is also part of Musaf, Im Tomet Shabbat Abayim. So Rabbi Lez has a good shita, that all the Kabbonis that it says in Pashas Pinchas, that talks about the Musafim that you have to bring on Yom Kippur, you do that later on in the day when you bring the Talmud Rabbein Abayim. So in Parshas Pinchas it says you have to bring Shivat Kvosim B'nei Shana Tmima for a Korban Oilu that's part of Musaf. You also have to bring a Par Oilu, and also you have to bring a Soya L'chatis. So all those Kabbonah Shablezos, all the Parshas that goes in Pinchas, goes later on in the day. Like the Gemara will soon say, it goes according to the Seder. It's very good. There's a Seder in Vayikra Achrimois, these Kabbonahs, and then later comes Bamidbar, comes much later on. So those Kabbonahs we first do later on. That's your Blazer Shita. Right there. Rabbi Akiva the Tosefta Mahi. How do we know in the Tosefta what Rabbi Akiva Shita is? The Tanya, we learned like this. Rabbi Akiva Roimer, Pa Roila, Veshivas Kvosim im Tomecho Shachar Hoy Kraven. Hey, it's part of Musafim, part of the Kabbonis that it says in Parshas Pinchas to bring the Pa Roila and to bring the Shivas Kvosim, that was done right away in the morning, right after the Tomecho Shachar. When the Kohen Gadol first put on his Big Day Zohov, that the first avoid we did was the Tomat Shachar. Right after that, he brought most of the Masofim. He brought the Shivas Kvosim, and he brought the Paroilah. Shenemar, how do we know that? Because the Pasuk says there in Pinchas, Milvad Oilas HaBoiker Asher Li'Oilas HaTomid. Mashma that right after you bring the Oilas HaTomid, you bring the Tomat Shachar, that's when you have to bring the Masofim. So according to Rabbi Kiva, the Masofim that it says in Pashas Pinchas go right after the Tomat Shachar. Even though there's a big skip, like in Parshas Vayikra here, first it talks about the Avodah Sayyim, and first Parshas Pinchas is later on. Still, Rav Kiva says that those Kabbonis that it says later on in Parshas Pinchas go even before the whole Seder that it says in Achri Mois. Because there the Pasuk says, Milvad Ulas HaBoiker Asher Li'Ulas HaTomit. Like Rashi says, Im Tomit Shal Shachar, Belevishas Rishonish Nemba Musafir Kol HaRagolim, Milvad Ulas HaBoiker, Alma Musafim im Oilas HaBoiker Nasis. That Musif, even though this pasuk is only talking about the Gimur Regolim, but it's a limud that just like by the Gimur Regolim, so Musafim comes with the Tomit Shal Shachar, who I didn't hear also by Yom Kippur, the Musafim come with the Tomit Shal Shachar. V'yacha kach avoyda sayoyim. That's how to achieve. After you bring the Musafim, then you go to do the avoyda that it says in Pash Shachrimois, that you bring the par of the Kohen Gadol, and you bring the soy of the Kohen Gadol, you bring the kabonis. The yachak kach, after you do that, soy ranasa bachutz. This is an interesting halacha. After you do the avodah sayoyim, then when you come outside later, we're in the big days of, then you finish off the last carbon of musaf. Then you bring the last carbon that talks about a Parshas Pinchas, that the soy ranasa bachutz. That's the sirizim, that's the carbon chatis, that's brought on the Mizbech HaChitzoyim, which is said in Parshas Pinchas by the Musafim. This, even Rabbi Kiva holds, you do first later on. Why? He holds that the Musafim you have to do early in the morning, right after the Tomat Shachar. Shenema, because here the Pasuk says, Sir Izim Echot Chatis, Milvad Chata Sakipurim. The mashma, that this Sir Izim, that you bring from Musafim, has to come after you brought the Chatas of Kippurim. So in other words, after you did the Avodah Sayyim, that you brought the Sirizim, which was a Chatas Lashem, you brought the Gerolis, and you brought the power of the Kohen Gadol, which also was a Chatas, after you brought the Chatas of Yom Kippurim, then you first bring this Sirizim, which is a Chatas Lashem Musafim. So even according to Rabbi Kiva, that holds the other Musafim, there the Pasuk says, Movad Oyla Saboiker, thereby the Shivas Kvosim, and the power Oyla, the Pasuk says, right after you bring the Tomat Shachar, bring those Musafim. Only this Korban of Musaf, that it says in Parshas Pinchas, here the Torah says, bring this Sir Chatis after you brought the Chatas of Yom Kippurim. So therefore, this Sirizim comes first later on, after the Par and the Soyer of Yom Kippur. The Yachar Kach, after he does the Sirizim of the Chatis for Musaf, then he does Elov Yelom. Then he goes back to do the Avodas of Yom Kippur, that this it says in the Parshas of Achrimois, to bring his special aisle, the Kohen Gadol's special aisle for Korban Oilah, and he brings the special aisle for Korban Oilah for the Tzibur. V'yachar kach, and after this, then Emurei Chatis, then he goes to burn the Emurim that he already took out before from the power of the Kohen Gadol and the series of Mechatis Lashem. V'yachar kach Tomat Shel Ben Abayim, and then he ends off doing the Tomat Shel Ben Abayim. That's Rabbi Kiva Shita. Tomorrow says now, my time of the Reb Lezer. What's the Machlokes Tolyon? What's the time of Reb Lezer? that Reb Lezer says no. First you do the avodas hayom, and first later on in the day you do the musafim. Zok Reb Lezer ovid kirichsev. I do the way it says in the Torah. Ovid bereisha, the Torah's kanim. First I do what it says in Vayikra Pashas Achri Mois, that's called Torah's kanim. I do the avodas hayom. For hod derovid the chumash epkudim. And for later on in the day, I'll do what it says later in Pashas Bamidbar that talks about the musafim. So in other words, Pashat Geret, Musafim come last here because Pashas Pikudim, Pashas Pinchas comes later after Vayikra. That's Rebbe Lezer Shita. And Rashi says, Ovid Kirchsiv, Teres Kahanim Siv of Resha. First it says Pashas Vayikra, Achrimois. Hilkach, Eloi V'elom, V'emu Rechatis, Bosra Avoidas Hayim. After the Avoidas Hayim you do these, for Hod, because that's what the Ptukim say in the Pashas Achrimois, for Hodar Hoitsoyas Kafu Machta, then you break in between to change your begodim, to pick on the big day lovim, to do, take out the kafu machta, v'yacha kach musofim, then you come out again and you change your begodim back again to put on the big day zohov, and then you do the musofim, v'tomot shobayin abayim, t'iksiv elipsayif b'chum ashapkudim, because musofim, first as later in Pashas Pinchas, talks about in Bamidbar, after the Pashas Vayikra. So the more of Rebbe Kiva, what does Rebbe Kiva do? Why does he say the Musafim, or at least most of the Musafim, come early in the morning, right after the Talmud Shal Shachar? Rebbe Kiva, Kiriktoni Taima, like he already said. Because the Pasuk in Pinchas, when it talks about bringing the Musafim, it says there, Milvan, Ula, Saboykir, Asheli, Ula, Satamid. Alma, Musafim, Im Talmud Shal Shachar, Ovid Lu. Mashma, the Musafim that it says there, the Shivat Kvasim, and the Par Ho'ela, the special power you bring for Korban Ola, that's part of Musaf, those Korbanos have to be brought in the morning with the Talmud Shal Shachar. That's the way the Pasuk says. So even though Ataka says it later in Bamidbar after Vayikra, but still it's Gzeras HaKosiv, Milvad Ola Sabak, or Sheli Ola Satamid, that you have to do it right after the Talmud Shal Shachar. More Akasha now, for Rabbi Eliezer, Hai Milvad Chata Sakipurim Mayovidlei. According to Rebbe Lezer, what does he do with the Pasuk of Milvad Chata Sekipurim? Now, as it says by the Sor Izim, Chatas Milvad Chata Sekipurim comes after it. What does he do with it? So Drashi, Hai Milvad Chata Sekipurim, Demashma the Soyer Achitzoin Koidom Leilo Velom. It's Mashma that the Sor Izim that you have to bring for the Musafim, it comes after the Chatas that you brought for the Avodah Sayyim. Now the Chatas was the Soyer, a Sir Izim of a Chatas Lashem, and then it's the power of the Kohen Gadol brought. Now we know, and then the Pasuk Mashmir, right after that, then you bring the Sir Izim. Then you have to bring this Chatas of Musaf. And in the Pashas of Achrimois, first after the Soyer and the Chat and the Soyer and the Par, do we bring the Eloi Ve'elom. So Bezoy it's a Kasha contra Blezer. That he says the Musafim come later, first after the Eloi Ve'elom. I, according to this Pasuk Mashmo, that this part of the Musaf, the Sir Izim of a Chatas, has to come before the island Ailom. Its Mashma comes right after the Chatas HaKippurim Mashma. So what does Rebbe Lezer do with this Pasuk? How could he say that all the Musafim come first later on in the day when you're doing the Talmud Shabbat Abayim? And the Gemara Humi Boilei, that's what the Pasuk says, that the Sir Izim Echad Lachatis, that's a Musaf, it says it's brought like that it says, Milvad Chatas HaKippurim, that Mashma, the Musaf of Chatas, is totally in the morning Chatas that you brought, the series of Chatas Lashem also. What does that mean? Not that they're brought together. It just means to say, Al Mash Zeh Mechaper, Zeh Mechaper. It just comes to teach us that just the same type of a Chet, the series of Chatas Lashem, the girl of Chatas Lashem, and the power that Kohen Gadol brings for himself, is Mechaper on special Averis. Who are then the Chatas that we bring from Musafim, the series of Echad Chatas, that it says in Pashas Pinchas, also is only Mechaper, that type of an Aveira. What type of an Aveira? Like Rashi says, Al Masha Zeh Mechaper, but Masnisim Perakam of the Shavuos, Dorish Lei Hochi. There we dashen like this, V'yal Sheyesh Bo Yediyah Basoif. If you know at the end you did the Chet, or V'yeng Bo Yediyah Batchilom, but before you did the Chet, you didn't realize it at all. In other words, you went into the Beit HaMikdash, even though you were Tomei, but you never knew you were Tomei. B'chlal, you didn't know about it. And after you came out of the Beis HaMikdash, now somebody tells you, you should know, yesterday you walked down the street, you should know there was a mace buried there, and you're Tomei. So the person, Mechlal, did not know he was Tomei until after he did the Aveirah. How do you know for such a chet, you have a kapara? That's what these Korban Chatas are coming to be Mechapa for. On a case that you did not have the idea before, but you only know that at the end. V'yein bo yidiyo betchilo. Soyer hanase b'chutz mechaper. On this, the korban musaf of the chatas is mechaper. Shenem, the posuk says, soyer chatas echad novad chatas ekipurim. That means, almasha zeh mechaper. Just like the chatas of the pnim, of the gerolos, of the chatas lashem, that soyer, that chatas, was mechaper like this. Zeh mechaper, ma pnimi, just like the pnim, the series in which is the girl of the chatas lashem, the pnim. Einu mechaper, elu adovish, yesh po yidiyo, can before shosim, avchitzne ne mechaper, v'yav yidiyo besoif. In other words, it's only mechaper and that type of an aveira that you find out about it later. But if you didn't find out about it later, you don't have the kapor from this korban. But enechnaim, according to Reb Lezer, all the korbanos of musaf, even this chatis, it first brought later at the end of the day. In other words, like it says Poshid, first it says Achri Moish, you bring the Avodah Sayyim, you bring all the Kabbonis of Yom Kippur, and then later, at the end of the day, then we first bring the Kabbonis that it says in Pashas Pinchas, the Musafim, all the Musafim, which are again the Shibat Kvosim, the Paroila, and the special Sirizim, which is a Chattis. All those Musafim, you bring at the end. That's Pshat in Reb Lezer. Now, we have Yehuda Waimim Mishmoy. We have Yehuda says over the name of Rabbi Kiva. His Mazda Rabbi Kiva. Now, so far, the way we had in the Tesefta, Pshat Rabbi Kiva was that he dashes the Posik, that when the Posik says to bring the Musafim of Pinchas, it says the Movad Olot HaBoiker. So he dashed that right away in the morning, as soon as you brought the Tomet Shal Shachar, when the Kohen Gadol was still wearing his big day Zov, then he brought the Kabbonis Musaf. He brought right then the Shivas Kvosim, and he brought the Par Olot that it says in Pashas Pinchas. Only the other korban that it says there, the Sir Isim, which is a chatis, that korban chatis, which is part of Musafim, only that korban, as Akiva say, is brought later. Because the dashon of the pasuk, Sir Isim echad chatis muvat chatis ekipurim. That chatis has to be brought after they brought the chatis of Yom Kippur. That's what we had so far of Shadon and Akiva. Now these rabbonim are going to say differently. We have Yehuda Waim and Mishmoy. Yehuda is saying differently in Akiva. That out of the Shivas Kvosim, only echad karvim tamat shachar. Only one of the shivas kvosim was brought in the morning with the tamat shachar. The shisha im tamat shabein abayim. But the other six, that's what the psukim say in Pashas Pinchas, shivas kvosim b'nei shana tamima, that's what we divide it up. That one of them is brought in the morning by tamat shachar, and six of them is brought later by the tamat shabein abayim. That's what Reb Yehuda learned. We have Lezer, we have Shimon, Oimim, Mishimoi. Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon says over the name of Reb Kiva like this. Shisha kravim im tomach ha-shachar, no. Six of the Shivas Kvosim, six of them is brought in the morning, right after the tomach ha-shachar. V'echad im tomach ha-ben abayim. And only one, the last one, that's what's brought later on the tomach ha-ben abayim. That's what these Rabbanim learn. So Rashi says, echad min Shivas Kvosim. Yeah. So what's the Machlokes Tolian? So Mor says, "My Tamaya the Rabbonin, what's Pshat in Reb Yehuda and Reb Lezer Reb Shimon? Why do they say differently than we learned before in the Tesefta? Because the Tesefta we learned before was Mashma Poshid, that all the Shivas Kvosim are brought in the morning right after the Tamar Shachar. Because the Pasuk says, Novad Oilas HaBoiker, bring these Musafim right after the Tamar Shachar. Now why do the Rabbonim say Fakert? My Tamaya the Rabbonin? So Gemara says, Trei Kroi Ksivi. Because really they have a psukim, they have a stira in the psukim. Ksiv, one pasuk says in Parshas Pinchas, Milvad Eilas HaBoikir. True. That's mashma, the kabonos of Musafim, the Shivas Kvosim, have to be brought right after Milvad Eilas HaBoikir. Right after the Tamach HaShachar in the morning, that's when it's supposed to bring this. True, there's one pasuk like that. Abul Ksiv, there's another pasuk here that we're dashing in Parshas Achrimais, that says, V'yotza, now the Kohen Gadol goes out of the Panim and changes his begodim from Big Day Love and to Big Day Zov, V'yosa Selosai. And now he first has to do his Oila, which is his Ayil. And who then he brings now the Ayil Om, the special Ayil for the Am. Now the Pshan this man, the Yomer is, like we'll soon see, he holds that this Ayil that it says here is the same Ayil that it says in Pashas Pinchas. In other words, this Ayil is the Ayil from the Musafim. So it's mashma that he first brings the karbonos of the musafim right now at this time. And this time is way after the tamach shachar. This is after already he did the avoidus of the yoim, of the soyer and the par, pnim. Now he goes outside, and now he first brings the ayil, which is the same ayil that it says later in Pashas Hapikudim. So it's mashma, the musafim first come now. So the Gemara says, Hilkach, therefore, Ovid minayu hocha, or minayu hocha. that we do half of them, some of the Masafim in the morning by the Tomat Shachar, and we do some of the Kabonis of the Masafim later on in the day, after the Avodas Hayom. So Hocha B'maikim Iflagi, so what's the Machlokes now? Do you do one in the morning or six later? Or do you do six in the morning and one later? We have Yehudis Sovar Ovid Chad. Do one right now, Kriyasiv. Milvad Oyla Saboiker. Do one carbon Musaf right now after Tomat Shachar. And then the svar is go right away to do the avodah sayyim. Do what it says in Pashas Achrimos. Why? Dilma chusha cholish kohen gadol. Maybe the kohen gadol will get weak and it won't be able to do the ikar karbonos of the yom. And we know the ikar, the main karbonos of Yom Kippur, is what it says in Pashas Achrimos, to bring the sirizim, the garolos, the chatas lashem, to bring the special part the kohen has to bring. So therefore, don't get him too tired in the morning bringing the musafim. Rather, just let him bring one musaf in the morning, and then let him take care of the avodas hayom. That's the ikar kapara. And then, when he finishes that, he'll go back to finish the musafim the rest of the six. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Sava, no. Kivon diyaskel, since you have to start doing some of the musafim, at least one of the seven you have to do, is of a tshisha. So svara, do already all six of them. Do all six of the seven right away in the morning by the Tomat Shachar. Why? Because if you leave them over for later, we're afraid, dilma posha. Maybe you'll be a posha, you'll forget to do it. You won't finish them off. Why? Tlagabi avoida sayyim zorisu. The kulayalma, because when he's doing the avoida sayyim that it says in Achrimais, that's special kabbonis for today, Yom Kippur. That for sure will be Zoriz. That for sure we're not afraid to leave over. Mashenka, if you could tell him, only do one Musaf now, and the other six you leave for after the Avodas Hayom, we're afraid once he finished the Avodas Hayom, he'll feel geshmaka. I did the Ikka kabbonis of the day already. I'm not going to finish. I'll be Poshaya. I'll leave over the Musafim. So therefore, we want you to take care as soon as possible as most of the Musafim. So we have a diik for the Pasuk, Mashem, you have to have some Musafim later. So therefore, they hold Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, the Svara. Do six right now, and just leave over one for later. But he's going to be tired now, and maybe won't be able to finish the Avodah Sayyim. That we're not afraid of. To do the Avodah Sayyim, that's Zichah Svara, Zorazu. Yeah, he's Zoraz. That's what you have to read. Well, the Gabi Avodah Sayyim, Zorazu. Negeah to finishing the Ikka Kabonis of the Yom, of the power and the soil and the isle of his isle, and then the isle on, that's for sure he won't leave over. So therefore, do the musafim now, and just leave over one for later. The Gemara says, the kuli yama miyu, chad ayil hu. So we're coming out right now, it's one ayil. In other words, the ayil, it says an ayil in Pashas Pinchas. It says, bring an ayil, which is a korban oila. And it says an ayil in the avodas of Achrimais also here. It says here, v'yotza, that's the old deal with Dashi now. V'yotza v'yosya salosai. He goes out now and does his korban oila. That's the Ayel Om and the Ayel of the Kohen Gadol. So even though really it's mashmah, it's two different Eilim. There's one Ayel here, it says in Achrimais, and it says another Ayel later in Pashas Pinchas. And we'll soon see it's a machlokes if it's the exact same korban or not the exact same korban. So far with dashing, it's the exact same korban. So notice when it says the Ayel in Pinchas, it means the same Ayel it says here. So that's really their drushes. That since it says here later in the day, the Yotz of Yotz Elosoi, later on in the day, after he did the Avodah Sayyim, he continues on doing this ayil, and this is the ayil that it says in Parshas Pinchas, so mashma, some of the Musafim have to come later. So they both hold that that's what the Torah says now, go and bring the ayil, it's the same ayil that says in Parshas Pinchas. So to teach us that some of the Musafim have to be brought later. So Mar says, Kaman, who does this go like? To Rebbe, this goes like Rebbe Shita. The Tanya, we learned like this. Rebbe Yoimer, Rebbe says, Ayol Echod Ha'omer Kan, Hu Omer Pashas Ha'pekudim, Enechnami. This carbon ayol that it says here, go out, V'yotza, V'yotza Salosai, do your ayol, the ayol of the Kohen Gadol, and the ayol Om, that is the same ayol the Pesukim talk about in Pashas Pinchas. Why does the Torah say it twice for? Akasha. The Morsel Pesel explains why. Yeah. But that's Rebbe Shita. That's the exact same korban. My time of the Rebbe, why does Rebbe say like that? The pasuk says echod. Sirizim echod. Mashma is only one sirizim. Ayel echod. It says bring ayel echod in Pashas Pekudim. So mashma is only one ayel and not two ayels. So the same ayel the Torah talks about in Achrimais, that's the same ayel, the korban oila, that Pesukim talk about in Pinchas from Musafim. For Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon, my echod. Was the blessed Shimon heals? No. I skipped something. Yeah, skip some before what? The time again. Rabbi Yoima, Ayelech Rama Kan, who am Bechumash Abkudim? That's Rabbi Shita. We have Lez of Shimon Ayma, no. Shnei Elam Hain. You know the two different Kabonis. Ech Rama Kan, one that talks about an Achrimais, the Ech Rama Pashas Abkudim. And there's another Korban that's spoken about for Musafim. The Enechalami, the two different aisles you have to bring for Korban Ayla. That's Rabbi Lez of Shimon Shita. But the more my time with the Rabbi.
What does Rabbi say with one Korban? There's two after the first Ayel Echot. Only one island.